Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. It's as much a part of Christmas as Santa Claus and crowded shopping malls. Now, there's nothing especially American about the Nutcracker. The music is by a Russian composer. The original choreographers were Russian and French, and the libretto was adapted from a story by a German writer. Yet the U.S. seems to have made the Nutcracker all its own. British journalist Alastair McCauley has a unique perspective on the Nutcracker phenomenon here in America. He's the chief dance critic for the New York Times, and he's seen many performances of the ballet this season. This music, Alastair, you're hearing right now being very familiar, maybe a little too familiar to you. How many performances so far?
I lose count. I've seen 26 productions so far since mid-November, and I think about 33 performances.
33
and I think I've got four more to go before New Year.
But who's counting? Four more to go. So when you say 33 performances, 26 productions, you've actually gone back twice to a few of them?
Yes.
Alastair, why?
As soon as I took this job, I became aware that there are far more nutcrackers in America and that there was a great deal of local pride in many companies' nutcrackers around the country. And the fashionable thing among dance critics is to apologize for the nutcracker and say, oh, this is a dreary necessity of our trade, famously put by the British dance critic Richard Buckle decades ago when he said, well, we are one more nutcracker nearer death. And that's fun, but actually I've always thought a good nutcracker is life-enhancing, not that so many of the ones I saw in Europe with that life-enhancing, but I saw some strong ones, and I loved the one at New York City Ballet by Balanchine, so I began to think maybe there are other great ones out in America.
Okay, and how revealing is the popularity of the Nutcracker as kind of this icon of American culture?
It's an energetic ballet. It's a yes-we-can positive ballet.
Yes, we can.
It's also a ballet about transformation. The leading character, the Nutcracker, goes through a personal transformation, and there's also the idea of travel. So I think for many Americans, even if they don't analyze it this way, it rings a bell that it begins in the old world, in Nuremberg, an old European society, but it goes somewhere new, first to the land of snow and then to the land of sweets. And for many Americans, I think that's a vision of the new land of America they went to. And it's, I think, no accident that in Act Two, the Sugar Plum Fairy welcomes them in the traditional Nutcracker to the land of sweets. And she says, here are my Chinese dances, my Arabian dances, my Spanish dances, my Russian dances. This is their home. She's not saying they are exotics from somewhere else. So it's like the Statue of Liberty with her torch saying, all these people live here. You too are welcome. Start your life again here.
Very nice to talk to you. You've got more performances to come. So we will let you get on your way. But Alastair, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about the multiple nutcrackers that you've seen over the past season. Thank you.
My delight.